Blog Talk Radio.
You was popping, my niggas. PSA motherfucking podcast in the building. Salutations to everybody, man. Hope your Sunday's blessed and all that. I'm waiting for the homie to call in right now, man. We're going to talk battle rap. We're going to talk Alpha Omega. We're going to talk a bunch of stuff, man. He's on the line right now, man. Let me get the bro right in here, man. You already know, man. Yonkers Finest, ATL. Yonkers Finest slash ATL. Let me just throw that out there, man. League owner, of course, if you don't know what it is right now, man. Let me get my guy here, man. John John the Don, what's good?
What's good? What's good?
How you, brother?
I'm cooling. You know what I mean? Just coming off that the Alpha and Omega, man. I know that's what we're here to talk about for a second.
Man. That's what we're talking about. John, let's get right into this shit, my nigga. How did you think about the whole event before we go about the battles? How you thought about the whole event itself?
I thought the event was dope. I think besides, the head ice situation and the wreck situation, I'm pretty sure the event went how, Austin Ray wanted it to go for the most part. Smooth, everybody got some good shit. But yeah, I fuck with the.
There was rumors, John, and I want to get your take on this, of Head Ice not being able to battle. Should I use the word blackball? I don't want to use the word blackball. I got respect for King of the Dot. I don't want to use that word with them. But they put the order out that Head Ice. This is the rules and stipulations, John. Once you're the King of the Dot champion, you can't battle on any other league. So. Didn't we all know that already? Some of us didn't know that, John, to be fair.
How? There's never, you got to think, man. That's not even good marketing. If you're in the league and the highest standard you could be held in this league is to be the champion, it's safe to say if they go battle somewhere else and lose over there, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's marketing for what? And it doesn't benefit them whatsoever. It could only hurt them. You know what I'm saying? It could only hurt them. But I figured, like, when has that ever happened? When did the King of the Dot champ ever battle anywhere outside of title match? Fuck, just outside of King of the Dot. They don't even battle within King of the Dot without it being a title match if you hold the title.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Should organic been like, all right, Wolf, you know, you always got to battle. You got to always got to cross the border to come to Toronto, and you get a battle at the crib across the bridge. They could have let him slide, though, John. You don't believe that, though?
I mean, they could have let him slide, but we should have known that. Like, I don't get how we acting like this is a surprise just because he's not Canadian, because Head Ice is not Canadian. The rules are supposed to change. You know what I mean? King of the Dot is still King of the Dot. They have their own brand. They have their own thing going on. I just feel like, Oz just wanted to be a rebel. You know, Oz tried to, pull off the impossible. That's his thing. And when people say something can't be done, he going to try to do it. And I think that's what he tried to do. Everything was all right, but then it just wasn't like that. It's almost like the same situation with when he tried to book Chess and Rad B.
Right, right.
I spoke to him. I'm like, didn't you know that already? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just obvious shit. Like, I wouldn't dare try to book any of these PG niggas on Bullpen. It's not going to happen. Feel me? It's not going to happen. So
shit.
It's just,
I don't know, John. I get it, though. I guess people didn't really – I'm not going to say they didn't care about the other champions, but other champions that had the King of the Dot championship or belt or whatever you want to call it, John, we just figured they battled in Canada anyway. You know what I'm saying? When Pat Stay had it or Ilmac or one of those cats. Let's talk O-Ren and Kayshawn, man. What you thought about that?
Oh, their first round was incredible. From both of them. But I see a lot of people going towards Red because that third round angle, but I still think Kayshawn third was strongest red as far as, you know, how it was being received. You know what I mean? So, I mean, on the edge old red because that angle, I get it. Trust me, I get it. But that don't just, you don't just give a nigga a round because of that, especially when this other nigga had a round that just, that was fighting with it. You just going to edge it because it was different?
But what if it's different though? You feeling it though? Cause I liked his third round, the therapist round. He was the therapist round. He was going on. You wasn't fucking with it.
Nah, hell yeah, hell yeah. That shit was genius. If I remember right, his third ain't ended strong as it was building up to be. If I remember right, I don't know, but
yeah.
Third was fire, bro. I think K-Sean third was fire too. I don't know.
I thought it was aight.
But I mean, was O-Red third really that fire? Like, was it really bars, or was it just the angle, the fact that he was changing clothes and shit? If we being technical.
Wow. Just the angle. I'm going to go just the angle. You going to keep it tall?
That's what I'm saying.
It was just the angle.
Like, you know what I mean? But I get it, though. I ain't mad at niggas saying Red took that. It was a fire battle. Of course, it could have been better, but anything could be better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My nigga,
you just got to take it.
What do you think about this T-Rex no show ups, John?
Shit, we got to start pointing at the fingers that niggas that's taking chances on this shit.
Right.
I hate to be a nigga to be, yo, you know, why are you booking this nigga or stop booking this nigga? Or I hate to be that kind of nigga. But it's just, if you book this nigga and he do some fuck shit, it's almost like you asked for it. You know what
you
mean?
You co-signing the fuckery, right?
Yeah, like you asking for it. Like, what makes you think you're going to pull that off? Like, you asking for it. And then, if I'm not mistaken, it was almost, he was making up a favor. Or making up something that he fucked up before. So it ain't like he had any real obligations. It might have just, somebody just went to him and asked him, and he just said, yeah, I'll do it. But, you know, no, I'm serious. You feel me?
Well, I don't know if you've seen your man J4 on the block. He was kind of tight social media. He's on some fuck Rex type shit. You know what I mean?
Are we really surprised? Or are we surprised that he did it again, that he's still doing it? What are we doing?
John, I ain't surprised that he did it, number one, because he did this before, I think, with Rob B. He did this with Rob B before. So this is not the first time a nigga's done some old funny style shit, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At this point, does it even make sense for Rex to battle again, though, John? Well, let's be real, my nigga. You're a fan of Rex, I'm
not
pretty
right
sure.
Now. Not right now. I say he chilled for about a year. And a year ain't
about
really
a year?
That long. Yeah, and a year ain't really that long. Let the people miss him. Because what's happening, especially with these new niggas, the new niggas is bringing in a wave, right? But once you keep watching this wave that they bringing in, you start missing everybody else. Like, the niggas from the beginning, you start missing it. Because it's almost not a battle no more. So I feel like if Rex was to chill for a second, I think everybody should chill for a second as far as you want to call the vets. Because, you know what I'm saying? I think niggas just got to miss niggas. I think, and Rex is the perfect example. You miss Rex and then he comes back, it'll be a whole nother situation.
Get your mind cleared up and shit. Not focus on battles.
Yeah,
just,
like,
you know.
We'll love him again because he brings something that we're not getting. He still brings a different kind of feel to that ring. That's why it's always exciting to see his name on the card, whether you want to question if he's going to show up or not. It's like, you know, it's a possible chance that we're going to see the old Rex. And it's going to get crazy.
Would you book Rex?
Play it all down the line. If he like I said, if he off the scene for a second, and I got to see the hunger back in him again. If I'm convinced he's hungry again.
What are you talking about Rod being Charlie Clips, my nigga?
I mean, Rob B wasn't ready. Clips was like at 65%.
And still won, my nigga. And still won.
Still won. I think Rob B had a formula. Like it's a formula with battle rap. That's why when we see, all right, for example, right? Take two up-and-coming dudes and they battle each other. It's always even playing grounds because they don't have no formula. They haven't developed a formula yet to win. All they're doing is going in there and they just rapping. And then when you throw them on the stage with a vet or a nigga that's been doing it, that vet is going to come up with a formula to beat this nigga. Because all that rapping back and forth, and that's what's happening. That's what's happened with Cortez and Prez Mafia. And any type of matchup you see like that, it's because of formula. And I think Brad B, he just like any other new nigga, he haven't developed a formula yet. But losing to Clips like that, and Clips is the type of nigga you learn a lot from once you battle him. Once you battle him, you learn a lot. Like, yo, this nigga is really some different nigga. So
now y'all battle each other now. Now, elaborate to the people when you say that, because you're not the first person I heard say that about Clips.
Because, man, it's little shit. Like, all right, for example, when the battle was going on, I tweeted, right? I said, Clips making friends with Rob B's family. Watch that. That boy's slick. You feel me? It's little shit like that. Like, he'll get your people on his side. So when he says something hot, your people not going to be biased. They're going to rock with it. Then it look like everybody's erupting. That's effective. You know what I mean? And then when people are seeing him talk to your moms, and then when he says a bar about your moms, that makes that 10 times more effective. It's little shit that he does. Like, he becomes the crowd favorite before the battle even. He'll say, like, little shit, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to give away this nigga whole shit, but this is
wait,
just my
so no, so basically, hold on. So basically, he butters up the family before he kills the son, basically.
It's
he kills
kid,
the mom, dude.
Shit that I be noticing, because he's a genius. I'm a strategist. So I see niggas' strategy, like certain niggas that got that certain kind of, it's something with them. And Clips, he's just different. See, Rad B thought he about to get up there and just rap with this man. Like, come on, you can't just rap with Clips. That's never going to happen that way. But he hasn't developed a formula yet. Still new to him. I'll just do a bunch of veteran niggas in front of him. You know what I'm saying?
Can we talk about that, John? Can we talk about that, though, man? I know Ars is your man, but do you ever look at Ars and be like, bro, you threw this man DNA, Big T, T-Rex, and Charlie Clips, and a nigga like you, John, coming from grind time and grinding the way you did, no pun intended, you ever look at it like, bro, I didn't even have a chance like that. I had to fight to get Hitman, my nigga. I had to basically fight niggas to be like, yo, nigga, I'm ready to fuck you up type shit. And this man getting battle stoned at him, his resume is fire right now, my nigga. Not wins aspect of it, but just the niggas he's battling.
We can't do that because he's not the only one. This was happening long before Arsenal even thought of booking a Rad B. Let's be real here. Like, this is look at Trez's resume. Look at Trez's resume.
Yeah, Trez got a nice resume, though.
You know what I'm saying?
He does.
Already.
But Trez ain't getting washed, though. I thought Trez, but John, I thought Trez lost battles, but he ain't getting washed, though, my nigga. He's not getting washed out here.
He's not getting washed, but it's. He's not getting washed at all. First of all, Trez is not going to get washed. I ain't going to lie. Rum Nitty kind of gave it to him, though. But Trez ain't going to get washed, though. And regardless of anything, this is what's happening. You know, not for nothing, the same thing was happening with Briz and T-Top. They was throwing them on stage with niggas. It's just that they was able to fight. And Briz and T-Top had more experience than Rad B.
Facts.
Look who Briz and T-Top both had in 1 year. Briz had Arsenal, J-Rock, A-Verb, DNA, Shotgun Shook.
But even a dude like T-Top, you battled T-Top on Milltime Blow thing. You gave T-Top the shot. It's like,
right?
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, what's the reason you battled T-Top back in the day when T-Top name was not bubbling like that? What made you decide to battle him?
Well, because I see, the thing is, I forgot how I stumbled across this man. But I had put T-Top, I had got in touch with T-Top. I didn't know T-Top from nothing. I think I was still a proving ground nigga myself. And I reached out to Nogs and was like, yo, you need to look at this nigga T-Top. He's battling in North Carolina, but he's from Brooklyn. And I put these niggas on the phone because I thought T-Top was something different. I thought T-Top was a nigga that's really going to bring something different to battle rap than what we watch. So I'm like, what better place to get him on? He's not going to be appreciated as much where he at than he would on Smack. That's exactly how I'm thinking. So I put him and Norbs on the phone with each other. And, you know, at that time, I'm thinking, you know, my job is done. It's whatever. I guess Norbs never hit the nigga back or whatever the case is. Then T-Top ended up trying out for U-Dub. Then when he did that tryout on U-Dub.
I remember that, yep.
He dissed me and Norbs in that.
Facts. Facts, nigga.
Yeah. He dissed because of what I just said. Because it's like 1 minute I got him on the phone with Norbs, and the next minute nobody's saying nothing. I'm looking at it like, how this nigga mad at me? I can't do nothing else. You feel me? Like, what the fuck? You know, when he got the shit that he, you know, Milltown Blow, that was my man. So
right.
I just fucked away with what he had going on, but it was just none of the matchups he was trying to give me made sense to me at the time. So I was just like, yo, I battled T-Top. So see, T-Top was there. I already been fucking with him. And I'm just like, shit. My whole thing is, I used to try to battle niggas that I thought had a bright future. Because what had happened is, if I battle with certain niggas and he blows up after I battle him, that's another name on my resume. Without actually having to go to battle somebody else to build my resume. You feel what I'm saying?
Word.
So yeah, so that's the whole shit with T-Top. So I'm like, all right, so if I'm going to give a nigga a shot, it's going to be him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, though. Yeah, that's my nigga.
What advice would you give Rob D, though, if you could?
I don't know. I would have to really... I don't know, because it's not really his fault. I mean, he's doing what he can do. You put him on the stage, that's the most Oz can do, is put that man on stage in front of somebody that matter, and then he just got to learn from his mistakes. You got to watch. Don't watch your battles with – don't try to not watch your bad performance battles. You got to watch those. You got to watch it till you hate it, till you're sick in the fucking stomach. And then you got to change everything that you don't like about it. And that's the best advice I could give them. Like, just watch that battle over and over and over and over and realize what you did wrong. And you battled clips, so it's a lot to learn from to watch that. Other than that, it was just, you know, it's like, what can he do?
Listen.
Sometimes you got to leave shit up to your league and your league on his hands to put your career on the right path.
Because when you battle dudes like that, when you battle dudes like Rex, Clips, and all that, like, and, because let's be real, man, if Rob D was on URL right now and had to go through the twerks and the chesses, man, I don't think he's going to stand too good, my nigga. I really don't.
I mean, but it's different because with other, like, these niggas, the PG niggas, they around each other a lot. They in communication with each other a lot. They all contact on Facebook. They at the same events all the time. You know what I'm saying? That shit matters. You got Rad B. He's not in no community. He's almost like by himself. I mean, he went U-Dub. U-Dub calling for the battles, and then he shows up to the battle, and it ain't no, you know what I'm saying? There's no peers for him at U-Dub to learn from. So it's different. So if he was in that class, the TG class, he could be around that and be learning shit too. Shit could play out different, man. Like, I don't know. I don't want to get too deep with this shit, but
right.
Yeah, I feel like that plays a part. That definitely plays a part. He has no peers around him. You just throwing him in there, and he's on these stages with the top niggas every time. Not just the niggas battling, but the other niggas that be on the card. So we automatically gonna compare him to niggas that's been doing it for years.
Right, right.
You feel me? Like, as they know, when you got a PG card, it's a bunch of PG niggas, so it's easier to stand out because there's no standards set to you. Rod B, we always going to look at him with that extra eye, like, okay, why is he battling such and such? He better show up. Why? You know how you do.
Yeah, of course.
You know how.
I was killing that nigga yesterday. Yeah.
We all do it. We all do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, saying we all do it, but that's the difference. I think Rod B is good, though. I think he's good. He's young. He still got a lot to learn. You know what I mean? He just lost to Charlie Clips. I mean, a lot of.
Yeah, that's. Fact.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but he's good money. I fuck with Rod B. Good, humble kid. He's hungry, man.
Now, I've been getting on Clips a lot lately, right? And you told me yesterday, chill, Dre, chill, Dre, chill. Am I wrong for getting on Clips the way I get on Clips? I'm not saying he's trash. I got nothing but respect for Charlie Clips, what he done for this culture. But I'm just being real, my nigga. I just don't get crazy over this nigga battles like I used to at one time, John. I don't get crazy over him no more.
I just feel like Clips is still one of the most dangerous niggas in battle rap. Still.
Okay.
Still. Like, so when you saying certain stuff and then other people chiming in, it's like, you know how the battle rap fan base is now. Niggas is quick to forget. They quick to
That's
forget.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And it's just like, and Clips is just one nigga we can't forget about. Like, he had the strongest run in battle rap. When he had his run, it was the strongest. It was get out this nigga's way. If you in his way, it's a problem. And it can easily get back to that. We can't. And he's showing glimpses of it. He's showing glimpses of it.
I'm not going to lie, John. To piggyback on what you said, that nigga beat A-Verb, what, 3-0. Then he battled. Mm-hmm. No, he beat K-Rock 3-0. The battle Verb 3-0. That battle X-Factor. Big T. Like, he had a B run. I ain't going to lie. His first couple battles, you couldn't say nothing bad about Clips. You know what I'm saying?
At all. At all. You know what I mean? But that's the thing. He could still get to that. He still got his freestyle abilities. He still got the charisma. He still, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, what are we
But that
talking
nigga
about?
Be talking about fucking your moms too much, man. Every time it's fucking your moms, I'm like, come on, man. He's like, all right, bro. I don't know, man.
Man, that's what you got to stop doing to battle fans, too, man. We can't be picking apart what niggas do. What niggas do is what niggas do. If we allow K-Rock to be the gumball king, we allow these niggas to, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to appreciate niggas for what they do, Three. We
right.
got to.
Right.
Like, if that's right. what Clips does, that's what he does. It works for him. We can't be like, damn, this nigga do that shit too much. Because it works. We don't say Steph Curry shoot too many threes.
But Steph make your threes, though, my nigga.
It works when Clips do his move. It works when niggas do their move. If that's what they do, that's what they do. You feel me? That's how I'm looking at it. I think that's the problem with battle rap, too. We got too picky with what we want to hear. We got too
right.
picky what we want to hear, what we want to see. We're not enjoying the battles no more. We automatically critic. As soon as we push play on a battle, we're not sitting there to enjoy it.
You got a point. Yeah, I can't even front.
You know what I mean?
You ain't lying.
That's why I like putting battles together with battlers that y'all ain't heard of. The problem is trying to get niggas to watch it for the first time.
To watch
you know
them,
man?
Yeah. Yeah,
but when you put together battles nobody never heard of, there ain't no expectations. You can't pick these niggas apart. You don't know what they coming with, and you actually get to enjoy it as a fan. Then when you see a new nigga you never heard of, you become a fan of that nigga. Then you can watch his rise. Watch him come up.
That's how I feel about Loso.
Yeah.
To keep it tall.
And Loso,
you know what I'm
still
saying?
Got a lot of learning to do. He got a lot of learning to do. That's what makes him so dangerous. He got a lot of learning to do. He ain't took no serious L yet.
Let me ask you a question, because people say that I was sticking up for Shotgun Suge when I said this, and I want to get your take on this. Shotgun Suge originally had a battle Head Ice, John. Now, you write rhymes. You know how it is to write rhymes. You write rhymes, my nigga. So you write rhymes for a particular battler, and for whatever odd reason, you and this battler can't battle.
Now you got to fight three more rounds for your opponent in a short span, and you focus your whole time on somebody else. I got DNA clearly beating Suge, but can we really get on Suge because his focus was on head ice? Or am I bugging the fuck out?
Nah, we can't really get on him, though. We can't because not everybody could prepare in the 3 weeks. And you're right, his focus was on. But at the same time, though, his focus might have been a little on DNA, too. All the hype that they was doing, they was building it up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They was building it up. We thought it was going to be on Summer Madness. So, what's up? You good? Yeah. We thought it was going to be on Summer Madness. You feel me? So, but, yeah, nah, we can't really get on Shook for that. Like, that whole switch up, I already know how pissed that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can't really do that. And we know DNA is the best last minute.
For real. That nigga there, son?
You feel me?
That nigga there, son. He can go to the kitchen and cook some shit up right quick, John. And make it do what he do, man. Why do people hate on DNA, John? Let me get your opinion. Why do people hate on DNA? I got this man of a fucking legend, man. Why do people kill this man all the time?
Because I think it's because really people, I think they just tired of seeing him. So I think at the beginning they was tired of seeing him all the time. And then it got to the point where as much as they tried to slander him and talk bad about him, he showed, like, he proved everybody wrong. So it's almost like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you can't stop this man. There's nothing you can say to or do. He's at every event and he's showing up. I don't know. Maybe he's just the youngest to do it, I guess. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
He had the longest run. His run is crazy. Run is crazy, and he's still young.
Word.
In battle rap.
But in battle rap terms, though, he's been there since 18, where DNA's probably, I'm putting out there, probably 25 maybe now. So that's probably dog years for a lot of niggas in battle rap. They're looking like, nigga, you've been here for a long motherfucking time, my nigga. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you props on this, John. I'm going to give you props on this. When this battle was announced, you've been going on Twitter for weeks and saying that y'all need to slow down with this Lux is going to wash Arsenal. And I seen you going back and forth with people. Niggas like, John, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Lux about to kill this
nigga.
And you up there saying, y'all niggas need to slow down, fam. It's going to be closer than you think. Now, I'm going to give y'all a backstory. I called John yesterday before the battle. I said, John, talk to me. What we doing here? He told me, nigga, it's going to be close, man. It's going to be close than you niggas think. Why do you feel that way? Go before the battle. Everybody thought Lux was going to watch this nigga.
I think because people be talking like Oz is just some simple writing ass nigga. Okay, I get the Squidworms clarinet, all that shit. I get that. But when he wants to be lyrical, he can. And he can put substance in there, and he has crowd control. I don't see how anybody could ever wash Arse.
I agree. Oh, my nigga, that Bridge Rushing battle was kind of...
It's supposed to be the Mr. Miyagi and the Deus Son matchup. And
what you thought about
that,
my nigga?
I felt like we really was about to watch Daniel's son violate Mr. Miyagi, and it was going to be, what the fuck? Like, no respect. And then, I don't know, I think I always got a pen, man. I think it's because I be around him a lot. I listen to, you know what I mean, when he write his bars, and he really can be on some shit. I'm about to snatch every bit of conscious out your conscious since you're trying to convince the world of your consequence. I'm your consequence. Like, this is what this man wrote before. Like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I just knew it wasn't about to be what niggas thought it was going to be. Like, that's...
How did you score it, John? How you scored it?
I got an Oz 2-1, second and third.
Well,
second and third.
This Lux, though... This Lux was not appealing, though, John. And I know people say, slow down, three. You know how it is with fucking Lux. You got to go back to the game tapes because he says a lot of shit that's going to be over niggas' heads. I watched McDonald four times, Don, in the last 24 hours, my nigga. Four times. Before you came on the show, this is what I watch him. I never let that battle feeling Lux beat Arsenal. I never felt Lux beat Arsenal. Four times.
Nah, he didn't. I think Lux's first round was fire to me, though. His second round, he just started rambling on some daylight shit. He reminded me of daylight. That's why I tweeted, you know what, Lux and Daylight just might be
no,
a good
John.
Matchup.
No.
I'm just saying,
I don't want to see
was
that.
A bunch of rambling. It was a bunch of rambling. Like, it was, like, to me, and I'm just like, because I try to, I'm a Lux fan. So, I'm
going
to look for some fire shit for the niggas that's sleeping on him. You know what I mean? I'm a nigga that's going to break down. I'm going to go listen. Like, hold on. Nah, he was spitting. So, I'm listening hard. His second round, he really wasn't seeing nothing. And then his third round, he started to kick up. But I feel like at that point, Arsenal really controlled the room. You know what I mean? So, I got Ars 2-1, man, second and third. Wow. If niggas want to debate it, you can't debate that second round. I'll tell you that. But you can also debate the first round. You could debate the first round. I don't think Lux clearly took the first.
No. Yeah, I gave Lux the first round. And I like Oz first round, though, man. I ain't going front, though. I just like Oz first round, though, John. I thought
that's what I'm saying.
I think Oz spent too much time talking about his mom, Dukes, and his son a little bit to me. Am I nitpicking on that, or I just felt like that was kind of excessive?
I mean, that's awesome. You gotta accept people for what they do. He's there to disrespect this man. And he's presenting it like this is facts. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a fact. Your mom did this, and that's how he's presenting it. You feel me? So, yeah, I mean,
The backlash Lux is getting right now, I know you've seen it right now on social media. Is it warranted? Or niggas are bugging the fuck out? Or they just wanted to see Lux get his ass kicked?
Not at all, nigga. I think it's a little envy that everybody got that's complaining about it, that's going in on him. It's envy that he was regarded so high at one point. You feel me? So it's like the niggas that's mad is just the niggas that they not being regarded that high for whatever reason. So I think that's what it is. It's definitely not warranted. Lux is still a great. Like, he's still something different. His impact that he had, who's to say it would ever be matched what he did with one battle?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and you can't say that was just some fluke. That nigga was nice in that battle. He was saying some shit. You feel me? Like,
I think Lux is
man.
Two
like,
for three. I think I like Lux against Cal, Lux against Hollow, Lux against Clips. Lux had spots here and there. Obviously, the Mook battle was a wash. Did not like that shit at all. And I didn't like this battle right either, John. I just, you know, I had to keep it tall. JC,
you didn't like this battle?
I didn't like Lux too much in this battle. He was okay, but this is not, and I said this on Twitter, is this the man that JC is supposed to fear? Now, you battle JC. Let me ask you a question. You think JC is ready for Lux? Or maybe that's a bad way to term it, ready for the person. Are you always going to be ready? Should I use better words when I say ready, John, or ready is the right word?
No, that's good. That's good. We're talking about, see, the type of shit that Lux brings to a battle is more than just the type of bar. So we asking, is JC ready for this type of high magnitude battle? I think that's the question. As far as lyrics go, JC is ready for any fucking body. Like, JC is crazy, but I still don't think JC could beat Lux. People might be, say what you want. I just think when it's like that, I think people are going to put a higher, especially now, they're going to put a higher expectation on JC, and they're going to lower their standards for Lux. And that's scary. And then Lux has got the capability to talk to JC like nobody's literally, like, nobody's ever talked to him because nobody like Lux ever battled JC.
Well, Lux responded to JC last night. What do you think about Lux actually responding? This man never responds to nobody on Twitter. He barely on Twitter. And last night, he talked to the young boy. What do you think about Lux actually responding to JC? Yeah, it says a lot, right?
Yeah, that says a lot. If I was JC, I would start tightening up because Lux looks like he's bothered. He's bothered. You feel me? He's bothered by what niggas is saying. He's starting to see it, and it's actually starting to get to him now. It's like niggas is not treating him how they used to treat him. So now he's like, oh, he want to prove a point. That's going to put the hunger back in Lux. Do JC really want to stand in front of a hungry Lux?
Should JC focus on Rum Nitty without talking about Lux so quickly? Should the focus, because he got Rum Nitty at Summer Madness. Do you think his focus is, I'm not going to say obviously his focus is going to be on Rum Nitty, but him talking about Lux so much, should he not talk about Lux? Because he knows, you know how this works, John. He loses to Rum Nitty at Summer Madness. Niggas ain't even talking about JC and Lux no more. They're not going to talk about that shit no more.
He definitely should focus on Rum Nitty. It's one battle at a time. You focus on what's in front. Definitely should focus on Rum Nitty because niggas is not trying to hear no, yo, I was too focused on Lux. I couldn't. And we're not trying to hear that. You better focus on Rum Nitty because Rum Nitty ain't nothing to play with right now.
Facts. Super facts.
So, JC better lock in on that. You better lock in on that.
Who you liking that battle?
I don't know. That's
be fired
though. I like that matchup a lot. JC gonna give him more than just all I'm gonna do is gun bars all day. Like that shit is super easy to beat. I don't know how niggas is having a hard time with this nigga. Anybody.
Like, Come on, John, he's nice though.
Nah, he's incredibly fire. He's incredibly fire, my nigga. He's incredibly fire. I'm not taking that away from him. But to beat him in a battle, all he's doing is, come on, my nigga. That's a fight in the UFC and a nigga that's just going jab all day. How many, like, I'm going to do so much shit to this nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. But he's actually having a, niggas are actually having problems with this nigga, and I got to solve that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think JC got more in the clip than Rum, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think JC got more in the clip than Rum. So,
what do you think about another guy that you battled? John, you got a lot of niggas, man. Jesus Christ, now think about it. Another nigga you battled last night was on social media, and some people say he's catching feelings. I thought he had Twitter fingers and driving him crazy last night. Was Averb. What do you think about Averb right now going on a spasmatic right now? He's really letting his feelings out, how he feel about Lux. And he's talking greasy to fans right now, telling niggas fuck out of here, all kind of shit. What do you think about Averb? You think Averb looking at Lux like, my nigga, you ducked this fade?
I mean, yeah. I think Averb seen, like, he seen what happened with Lux, but he knew. And Verb Head, I feel like he knew if he was to catch Lux, especially catch that Lux, that Arsenal caught, you feel me? He would have did him dirty and all that other shit that niggas be talking with the Verb and Lux. You know what I mean? That would have did a lot for Verb. You know what I'm saying? So he see that, and it's just like, now it's like, I told y'all niggas. You feel me? His Verb is like, I told y'all he ain't that. But as far as all that other shit that, you know, as far as Verb getting emotional, what niggas got to understand is that's passion. And you take a nigga like Verb, every time he had a battle or anything, regardless, it was an underwhelming battle, it was a good battle, he's actually trying. Niggas thinking whatever reason, he's trying. He's trying to win the battle. He don't like the fact that niggas be picking him apart and doing all of this other shit. So when he has a battle, okay, it's locked in. It's time to lock in. And when he gets up there and it seems like what he's doing is not working, he got to figure out what the fuck is going on. And when you're trying to figure out what it is and you can't really figure it out, frustration.
It's frustration. Mm. So I think Verb is just frustrated with the whole battle rap game right now. And it's just like all this shit that he got throughout the years, all that. It's like people almost try to sweep up under the rug what Verb done and just bring up, you know, all the all the mishaps he had.
But John, hold on. I'm going to cut you off. Is it the same thing you were saying about Charlie Clips that Verb is going through also? We forget about the shit he did in the past. Is it the same thing like Charlie?
What you mean?
No, earlier you were saying that, you know, about Charlie Clips, like, yo, we can't forget about the shit he done in the past. This, that, and the third.
Yeah.
Is the same thing you say about Verb, though, right?
Yeah, it's like battle rap is happening just like hip hop. Remember when Soulja Boy started saying, fuck Ice-T and Method Man, and it's like,
yeah.
Yo, you got no respect for the groundwork that these niggas laid. So it's the same thing with battle rap. They come in and they don't have no respect for what niggas done. And then niggas always bring up to me, well, John, you came in and you was talking crazy to these niggas. I never discredit.
That's what they say,
there,
John.
I never discredit what niggas done. You feel me? I never discredit what niggas done. Nah, y'all got the views. Yeah, y'all did that because I knew I didn't have an argument. I'm realistic. I can't argue with a nigga over views if this nigga got a millions of views and I'm over here in the thousands. Why am I arguing about that? I'm good. These niggas, they really are like with delusional shit. I packed the building and I'm going to go, no, you didn't, dog. Like, what are you talking
about? Yeah, because you wasn't talking like that. You was not talking like that when you was going at Hitman. Even when you and Mash had your back and forths, you wasn't talking like that.
I wasn't. I show respect when respect is due, regardless. If you did this, I can't take that from you. It's just that when I end up doing what I do, give me mine. I gave you yours. Give me mine. You know what I mean? So that's the difference. That's the big difference. That's why I was able to, after all of that, have all these relationships with niggas. Because I never discredited what they did. I came in, nigga, let's get in the ring. If not, shut the fuck up talking to me. Period. These niggas are shooting themselves in the foot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to show some respect, bro. You got to.
I heard you talking about Twerk too, John.
Yeah. I see, what you think about the young boy? Calling him out. He's bringing the energy, but I'm going to tell you why, though. I'm going to tell you why. Twerk, he brought something. The first time I watched the full Twerk battle was him and Ill Will. And to keep it 100, I didn't even watch that whole battle. I just watched the first round. But the first time I watched Twerk, I had watched the YK battle. It happened right before it. So I watched it. I ordered the pay-per-view and all that. I watched it. And now I'm watching Twerk. And I'm like, these niggas is rapping just alike to me. But the fact that I just watched this nigga first, I'm in my head, I'm like, Twerk sound like this nigga. And niggas is like, nah, he sound like Twerk. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's Twerk whole shit. But anyway, for everybody that's sitting there that's calling him out, because we all see the weakness. Like, we see it. Like, niggas that they put in front of him, that's why I said it's the formula. Remember I was telling you about the formula? Cortez had a formula for this man. Anybody has a formula. Anybody, DNA. If they put him in front of DNA, DNA going to put together a formula for this man.
That's what
if
I want to see, John.
I'm
going to
put together a formula for that nigga.
John, I've been campaigning for DNA and New Jersey Twerk to battle on Summer Madness because the PG Killer against, you know, you call Twerk Rookie of the Year. I think that's unanimous vote right now. I think that makes sense, though, DNA and Twerk. What do you think?
Nah, it do. It definitely do. And then what happens, though? When DNA put him out, what's going to happen next? Then what? The whole way
John
thing?
Just automatically saying on the jump, my G.
The chances are greater that DNA is going to put him away than it is the other way. Sure, the hate and people going to want to be like, nah, Twerk going to beat DNA. That's because you want to see DNA lose. That's because
that.
You want to see him lose. That's not going to happen. Like, this nigga, it's a formula. It's certain shit he's going to do. It's just Twerk, I'm telling you.
There's a whole lot of shit that this man could say to this nigga. It's a whole lot of shit that could be said to Twerk that ain't been said yet. And nobody
Yo, hold on a minute, though.
Seen it.
Hold on, my nigga. Low-key, though. Not because you're going to put some real shit low-key. You put some young boys out of business, too, my nigga. Now that I think about it.
Nah, that's
you stop
a fact.
You
stopped
a road trip with a couple of niggas. Hey, Prep, what up?
Smack,
hey, Wavy, what up?
That?
Go ahead.
You think Smack will want to? That's what I've been trying to tell niggas. Smack is not about to book me against none of them new niggas no more. They wasn't calling me for whack, boy. They're not about to do that.
Ah, damn it.
Jeez. They're not about to do that. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't
Hold
make
on, my
sense.
Nigga.
They're going to put up this
Hold
bread
on.
To invest in them.
When
niggas,
you,
and I'm a smoke
when you
them
found out YK was battling, when you found out YK was battling Jack Will, what was the first, I wish I was right next to you, pause, when he's watching that battle. What was the first thing that went to your head?
Nah, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it
okay.
When it happened. I had an event that day. So niggas were telling me. I didn't even know they was battling.
Surprise battle.
You feel me?
Surprise battle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know they was battling. But then when I got home and watched it, when I got home and ordered this shit, and that, you know, that was the battle. That was the first battle. So, but, yeah, I mean, if I would have known them niggas was battling, of course I would have said YK was going to smoke that nigga. That nigga is not good, my nigga. Like, really, like, he's not, like, he's okay. You know, he's more different than good. And that was my first time watching a full battle. And I was actually impressed with some of his shit against YK.
Yeah, he had some shit, though. He had some shit here and
there.
That's
what I'm saying. His second round was dope.
Yeah.
That was my first time watching them, but I'm still looking like, yo, this is not enough. I can't even believe niggas was even trying to tell me to entertain this shit. Like, for what?
My bad, John. You talking about me right now. My bad.
You and a lot of other niggas, man.
Facts, my bad.
You feel me, like...
John was like, Dre, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga? Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Yeah, like,
what
come
are you
on,
talking
man.
About?
Niggas
you see
expect
that,
me to get online and be... talking crazy. Ha, 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 nigga. Nah, that's no surprise to me. I'm not surprised. The nigga not good. You take a nigga, he ain't got his partner with him. Ain't nobody jumping in his battle with him.
Now, you watch that and you're like, nah, I can't do that. Is that the first thing that goes to your mind? Are you like, yo, YK, okay, you roughed him up a little bit. Now send him to me and, you know, let's see what I'm going to do after this. Is that your mindset?
Nah, I don't... My whole thing is if I got an issue with a nigga and we supposed to battle it out, you losing to another nigga has nothing to do with me. It just shows how much you're not ready. But if we got an issue, that doesn't mean our issues are settled because another nigga kicked your ass. What if I want to kick your ass? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? But it's,
right.
It's just once the nigga... The way the nigga talk so crazy, like he just deserving of it. I'm just eager to show you don't deserve this shit. And I'm going to show you how much you don't deserve. You feel me? Like, I have no problem.
People still
want to
see it, though, John. You know that, right? People still want to see it.
Who? Not Smack. Not Beasley. Not Chico. They don't. They don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's just... Come on, man. That's not even, like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, I get up there and kick his ass. Everybody know I'm going to kick his ass. They just want to see it. So where do I benefit from this? Because that's what I'm doing now. Because I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I don't move like that. Only with certain niggas that get outside their face too crazy. Other than that, I ain't got no problem shooting niggas in their head.
Are you coming back?
Man, look. I don't know, man.
Come on, John.
I don't know.
You went the whole year without battling, my nigga. You don't got that itch. You don't got that like, yo. Man. Somebody,
don't
you don't want to battle,
but
he's like, fuck that nigga up right now.
Yeah.
You don't be feeling that way no more.
Of course, like, especially watching Nisha. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't been watching battles like that. You know, I ain't been watching battles like that. Like, a lot of battles I watch is, like, footage of niggas in the pen or niggas trying to come to the pen and trying to line shit up like that. You know what I'm saying? But lately, I've been ordering the pay-per-views. So that's been getting me hype. Watching those as they happening and shit like that. But it's about who, man. I just want somebody that's going to bring a type of dog out of me. Like, I don't want to battle a nigga I really feel like I'm going to walk all over. I want to battle a nigga that's going to give me some kind of problems.
Do you think a lot of battle rappers, do you think a lot of battle rappers feel the way you feel that, yo, I want a nigga, because some niggas probably feel like, John, man, give me that soft nigga right there. I know I watched that nigga, string him over there.
They do.
But you say,
they do.
Nah, I want the nigga that's going to fight me back.
Yeah, because those be my best battles. When I'm like, damn, what the fuck I get myself into? You feel me? I got to feel like that. If I don't feel like that, all that's going to happen is I'm not going right until probably 2 weeks before the event. You feel me? Like, it ain't no type of...
Yeah.
You give me a nigga that I feel like it's going to give me some kind of pressure, my motivation is going to be different. It's like, oh, damn, I can't wait till I go to the crib, write some bars. Like, if a nigga don't give me that feel, you're going to get a mediocre battle. My most mediocre battles or underwhelming battles, they come from niggas that I didn't feel no pressure against.
What's the most nervous you ever got into a battle? The most nervous. You walking on that stage and the bubble gut, and maybe he's like, well, you don't choke though, so maybe it's kind of hard to tell you. This nigga don't choke. Here's what, you know what? So you niggas out there, let me tell you this, John, real quick. You niggas hate on John. You niggas hate on Cortez. You niggas hate on DNA. You know what these three niggas have in common? These niggas never choke. These niggas always gonna give you three rounds, and these niggas been there for a long motherfucking time. But what's the most nervous you've been going into a battle, John?
Most nervous.
Hitman?
Probably. Nah. I don't know what was over me on the Hitman battle, but I was like the opposite of nervous. I was the opposite of nervous. I swear to God, I was the opposite of nervous. Like, I was
ready. Hold on, John. Let me cut you off. That morning you wake up for Summer Madness 2. You wake up, and I got to say this right now, that was the best back and forth on Summer Madness 2. That's neither here nor there. You niggas will say Lux and Calico. Classic, of course, but the best back and forth that night was John Hitman. You wake up that morning, my nigga. How do you feel that morning on Summer Madness 2? The biggest battle of your career.
Damn, I remember waking up. I think I spoke to Clips, and Clips was coming up with his third round or his second or some funny shit.
That's your man. Yeah, I mean, chuckle up,
yeah,
John.
That's
like, okay,
he's coming up with the third, and I don't remember feeling like I was just ready. Like I don't remember like. My whole thing is I don't be noticing how big shit is that's happening until after it happens. And then I think back like, yo, that was kind of crazy. So it wasn't until after the shit happened, probably like the next day after Summer Madness 2. It probably wasn't even the next day because they had the PG shits. I think it's when I got back to the crib, I was like, yo, that shit was kind of crazy. Because at that present moment, I'm just so zoned out. I was zoned out. Like, even when Hitman was rapping his first round, I just couldn't wait to rap. And then for some reason, it was sounding light to me when I was up there. Like, that was just my competitive spirit. Like, his first round is sounding light. Like, I'm about to fuck this nigga up. That was my whole mindset. Like, I'm about to do this nigga dirty. I was even talking to the niggas behind him while he was rapping. That's how you? All right, watch. Like, that was my attitude. So I think the most nervous might have been Beat Magic.
Word, wow. Clutch the PLK, the Punchline King.
I had 3 days. I feel like this was like my only shot in front of Smack. And I was just set on, you know, just making an example. So I wasn't even sure if I had the shit or not to really make the statement I wanted to make. I was drunk as shit. That's how nervous the nigga was. Dead ass. I'm like, what the fuck about to happen?
Am I right? Hold on. Am I right when I say this, John? The most mad you went into a battle was math. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that, or one of them. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could say that. You could say that, because I really thought we was going to fight.
Me too. Because y'all niggas,
you know,
I'm a battle rap arena days, my nigga. I remember that shit vividly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that nigga. Mav is good too, though, because he was, I think he was playing games. He was playing mind games, man. And
before the battle,
that
too.
Nigga had,
facts.
Yeah, he had me all caught up in it. Like, I remember we were DMing each other, and he said something, like, because we was arguing, like, it's something that I said to him. I might have said a name to him or something. Then we in the DMs, and he said some funny shit. He's like, yeah, I don't even want to battle. I just want to fight. I said, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, all right, say no more. I'm like, all right, so when I come up there, we could meet up the day before so we don't got to mess up the event. We can still battle if you want to do it like that, because I don't want to be battling and then you hook off on me in the middle of the battle. I'd rather we get it in first and then we go battle.
You were mad aggressive in that battle too, my nigga. Pause. You were mad aggressive, Fatsy. Go hold you. I watched that shit the other night, son. You was mad aggressive. I think you thought you had to do that on math, though, right? Because the way the shit talked
and
all
that. Yeah. Of course. You know what I mean? I just wanted to show I'm not scared of this nigga. Like, I don't know what niggas was thinking. I'm not scared of this nigga. But me and Matt spoke before that battle happened, though. And he was just... I think he let it be known that he was just fucking with me or some shit, but somebody else said some shit like that too. It's like, I think Mav is just fucking around. I'm like, nah, I don't know. I don't know that nigga. Ain't this nigga from Brooklyn? Nah. I ain't buying that.
What do you remember about you? What a call. What do you remember about you and Cortez battle that nobody talks about a lot? What do you remember about that?
My dumb ass was on Molly and almost passed out.
Oh,
Lord. I almost passed out in the middle of that battle, man. I told that nigga Cortez in the middle of the battle, I said, this nigga tried to hand me his water and everything. He like, yo, like, I almost blinked out. Like, I had no control over my body.
But you didn't forget your balls, though. You didn't forget your balls.
I didn't. And that's the one thing I was worried about. You know what I mean? I had Lou come to that battle. Lou Will came there. Yeah, that was a crazy night, man. That was actually a crazy night.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that Cortez shit, yeah, that's... that was just some other shit. That's a battle. I ain't really... No disrespect to Cortez, but that's a battle. I ain't really feel no pressure towards either. I think more so because we was cool. And we really just doing it for the ABC look.
Was it hard to battle him, though? Was it hard to prepare for a nigga that you cool with? All y'all niggas are cool, though, right? In a sense, though.
In a sense, yeah. But for the most part, when I say I'm really cool with a nigga, that's what I mean. Like, we talk outside of battle rap type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a different kind of relationship with Arsenal. Different kind of relationship with Calico, different kind of relationship with Charlie Clips. Me and Verb damn near talk every other day. You know what I'm saying? Like certain niggas. And Cortez is one of the niggas that, you know, I've been in contact with a lot. Like we had real nigga conversations, certain shit like that. So when the battle came about, it was just, we just knew we was about to go up there with just bars and shit.
Cortez never battling on a Summer Madness. Is that fucked up?
Yes. It's disrespectful to battle rap.
Wow.
It's very disrespectful to battle rap because Cortez represents the best part of battle rap. A competitive person that doesn't care about no name and status or anything. He will go anywhere. He listens to the fans. You feel me?
That's
he shows up in the past 3 rounds. He's the most complete. He's been consistent for how long now? He represents battle rap. And you talking about, you said, well, they said at one point, Summer Madness, you got to be in high demand for Summer Madness. When I was trying to get on Summer Madness, before they locked in me and Hitman, I was asking questions. What does it take to get on Summer Madness? That's the stage I need to be on. And they was just telling me,
wow,
you got to be either be in high demand or you got to have somebody else, like a top-tier name, call you out. Call you out. So my whole thing is, I remember I had a conversation with X-Factor, and X-Factor said he would battle me, so that's the battle I was trying to set up. So I reached out to X-Factor. I'm like, yo, you want to get on Summer Madness? Well, shit, if you call me out, boom, you got a fucking battle. And he told me, hold on, my little bro want to get at you. And I'm like, who? And he was just like, Hitman. And that's when I found out. I said, oh, what? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, all right. You know what I mean? X-Factor was the one that told me that. And this was before
that
battle clean.
How did this shit start with you and Hitman, though? How did that initial back and forth, I miss those days. How did that shit set off, though?
I really don't remember. I really don't. All I remember
that
was,
shit took a life of its own, man.
The first nigga to call me out was Calico. Calico was the first nigga. Calico put a tweet up. Yo, niggas act like they scared. Man, Smack set me and John John up. Boom, boom. And I think he said his brother or something. I was his brother's favorite battle rapper or some shit like that. So he did that. The only reason why me and Kyle ain't go down because him and Lux ended up getting locked in. He just wanted to focus on that. So then I was out of the battle for the Chicago shit, and I called them niggas, yo, set up me and Queen. Fuck that. Because I knew I had to be on that card to end up on Summer Madness. Because you said it got to be in demand. That's what you said, right? That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but now you turn around, Summer Madness, it's not like that. It's like, it's politics. It's cool, though.
Yeah.
Niggas is fire. You got fire matchups. But it's politics. It's not, this is not a Summer Madness card. Let's be honest. This is not
all right,
a Summer Madness card.
Let's dissect that, though. Let's dissect that, John. All right, let's T-Top and Av. That's not Summer Madness feel?
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
My bad, Tom.
And I like
my
both
bad.
Of them. That's not a slight, but come on. How is that Summer Madness feel when to the consensus, they coming off losses?
But
so,
can you look at the battle more of two cats trying to redeem themselves and the fact that, okay, Av is coming
no,
on Scrutiny, John,
battle.
About niggas saying buying rhymes.
I love that battle, but we're talking about Summer Madness. We're not talking about the battle. We're talking about what Summer Madness was supposed to mean. You feel me? Like, I don't know, man. I think, you know, that's definitely a known matchup. And I could be wrong, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
But is it hard to do that when you're not there no more? Verb ain't here no more. Surf is locked up. We got Rock and Hollow, of course. We got Briz and Calico. Some niggas are tired of seeing DNA in a sense. I still fuck with DNA. I'm just keeping it real. Austin about to retire. Hitman and URL is not on the same page. You get what I'm saying, John? There's like a lot of shit going on now in Battle Rap where some of the guys that people may feel should not be on Summer Madness, they kind of have to be on there because of a lot of other shit. And let's be real, in my opinion,
yeah,
John,
but
you
why
know
is not around, though? It ain't like nobody saying, no, I'm not doing no Summer Madness. Boom, 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 boom. Smack
right.
ain't even trying
right.
to reach out to niggas. You know, but they got their own plan of what they're trying to do, and I get it. Like, I fuck with it, but I think what you got to do is the big names, at least stop booking them throughout the year so they can at least get their shit up. You know what I'm saying? Stop booking them for these little shits. Therefore, you could use them for the Summer Madness. Against the niggas that's been making noise all year. You feel me? Like, against the niggas that's been making noise all year. JC and Rum Nitty shouldn't be battling each other on Summer Madness. They should be battling somebody else. They should be battling some. They both. I'm not mad at neither one of them being on Summer Madness. But against each other.
You're saying they should
battle
other people.
Summer Madness battle. Yeah, they should battle some big stage names. Because Rum Nitty and JC ain't been great on the big stages. And then you going to put them on the big stage against each other? I mean, I get it. It balances out.
This JC's big first stage, though, John, to be fair, though. His big first stage, though. He never been to Urban Plaza before.
He had a big stage with Young Ill.
Young Ill, yeah, that's true. My bad.
Yeah, that didn't look so good.
Nah.
You know what I mean? These are... I just feel like you got to put them against big stage names on that card to really test that. You're going to put them two up there. You know, Rum Nitty ain't do so
but
well.
Against who, though, John? Because Nitty battled Clips and Ill Will already. So it's kind of like, who would you put him against?
Yeah.
Briz and Rum Nitty would be nice, but Briz is battling Calico. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're not here. Surf locked up. Verb is on Twitter rants. Hitman, URL is discrepancies. Sugar, it looked like Sugar and Chess about the battle. Did you not hear Sugar yesterday, John, say, on his battle with DNA, he got Chess? He fucking leaked that shit out. He got Chess on some of that.
Oh, word? Oh, so they still announcing battles.
Facts.
Yeah, I mean, is that a Summer Madness matchup? I mean, you got names that
Chess should not be on Summer
Madness.
Chess should not be on Summer Madness, John. I love Chess too, man. That's my young boy, man. But nah, my nigga, nah. Not with his win loss resume, man.
With that, you got Hollow, Tay Rock, Briz, Calico, Fire. You could have put me and Rum Nitty up there. You could have put JC and fucking – who could JC back?
Half?
JC definitely needs to be on there. Half or someone.
JC half? But then half battle T-Top. JC and – that's what I'm saying. Like,
T-Top and Cortez.
JC and Twerk?
You could put T-Top and Cortez. Twerk and DNA should be that. JC and
– I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? JC needs to be up there. I don't know against who, but he needs to be up there. But that's more of a Summer Madness card. You feel
yeah.
me? Like, that's way more of a Summer Madness card.
Let me ask you a question in hindsight right now. Did Wavy deserve to be on Summer Madness against you?
No. I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to say because he showed out. I just think when it happened a little too soon. That's all.
He didn't get a gnome, my nigga. He did get a gnome. Rashawn was gnome, right?
Me and Hitman shit. They tried to recreate the me and Hitman shit, but they just, I felt disrespected. Like, Wavy ain't do what I did before I got hit. So don't do that. It's not going to be that. You know what I mean? But they learned. That's why they're not doing it again. That's why they're not doing it again. If they pay me to come up there and kill one of their niggas, they know it's only going to benefit me more than it'll benefit anybody else involved. It'll hurt Smack because whoever they booking me against is obviously somebody they want to invest in and got a future in, but then you paying me to come in that shit. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take that type of shit and all that shine that I'm going to get from that is going to reflect right back to Bullpen Battery. So when you're talking business, why would they do that?
Yeah. How pissed were you that it took them URL to drop you in clean? That's a long-ass time. That shit was in the vault for a long time.
I got over it after a while. I wasn't even tripping. Like, I ain't even, I don't know, I wasn't even tripping. I didn't use the bars over or none of that. Like, that's what y'all paid me for. I gave y'all those bars. I could write some more bars. So that's why it was a good thing when it dropped. It was almost like a new battle because I didn't use none of the bars. You feel me? But I got over it, though. I wasn't crying over it. It is what it is. You know, plus I kept that easily in my head. We're going to drop it. So I was just being patient. I didn't know it was going to take 2 years.
Is battle rap dying?
It's not dying. It ain't dying, but it's getting uninteresting to the original, to the people. You know
why
I mean?
Is that, John? Why is that? I agree with you, but why is that? From your lenses, why though?
It's the fans and the it's the fans and the bloggers putting too much light on the wrong shit. too much light on the wrong shit. Like, look, we just talk about Cortez. Cortez not on Summer Madness. Why? Why?
Politics. Politics to what you said earlier. I got to go say the P word, politics.
And that's what fucked Battle Rap up too. That'd be the main thing. That's the main thing. It's politics. But politics is carried out through the bloggers and the fans and everything. Like, it's all of that. Like, it's shining too much light on the wrong shit. We are following people instead of following talent. We're becoming fans of the person and everything instead of the talent. We're not appreciating the battles. Like we was talking earlier, we dissect shit when we watch it. We're not appreciating it. We dissecting it. We already judging niggas immediately. You know what I mean? You hyping up new niggas because you're just so thirsty to see something new. These niggas just give you a one or two good performance, and y'all already trying to replace a nigga that put in years of work with this nigga that just popped up on the scene. And y'all want to compare your last few performances? How you going to compare his last few performances to a nigga whole career? You can't, like, that's a
but,
whole bunch
but don't
of
we
shit.
Live, but don't we live in the game, though, John? But aren't we in the game like the old Janet Jackson song, What Have You Done For Me Lately? It's fucked up to say, but isn't it like that, though? You want to get in your last battle?
That's what
so
it is, but that's the problem. Because that's where the thing is when we talking about where niggas ain't getting no respect. And then lately, you got to think, niggas are under different kind of scrutinies. Like, when A-Verb goes to battle somewhere, and then when Twerk goes to battle somewhere, who you think going to have a harder time? The nigga with the more expectation.
Yeah.
The nigga with the higher expectation is going to have a harder time every time. So you're going to compare A-Verb last performances to Twerk last performances when Twerk ain't have no expectations. He just jumped on the stage versus when A-Verb come to New York, he always has a hard time. Everybody's shit is different. Like, we're not taking for what it is. You know what I mean? But no knock to the niggas. I just think, you know, all that wave, the whole wave of these new niggas, it's just, there's nobody else there. Smack still hold that number one battle rap platform spot. So when they see certain niggas that's popping up, these fans, they just think, okay, these are the hottest niggas because these are the only niggas we've seen. So, you know, you just... You know, I don't think it's dying, though. I think it just got to break a certain kind of threshold. It's not dying.
Is battle rap media fucking up battle rap?
I think.
And what you think about Champion?
I think it did fuck up battle rap. I think Champion might be the most. It's the best idea. To cover battle rap. It gives it a professional look. It gives it an insight. You got, you know what I mean? You even got a retired battle rapper on staff, like Shannon Sharp or something. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel you.
You know, I like
Black is my nigga.
Yeah. And that was actually, you know, my idea, truth be told, to do some cover shit like that. You feel me?
Right.
Which is why, right. You know, the first Champion episode dropped on Struck Life Network. It was for the Bolton versus Queen of the Ring.
Mm-hmm.
You do your homework on that. But the way it was, though, let me clear this up. I'm not saying that to say, you know, Jay Black took the idea from me. It's just that, you know, Jay Black had the idea. And I had an idea similar to it, but we both told the same person that was involved. Mm. So when it came up to that person told Jay Black, yeah, John was saying the same thing type shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that was just, you know, great minds.
What can we do?
But
what can we do better as media?
I think we need more of a positive insight on these battles. I think the business of things shouldn't be discussed. The business side of things shouldn't be discussed. The problem is a lot of bloggers, they get some information and they just want to hurry up and tell it just to show the type of insight they got to make themselves credible.
Right.
which I get it, but I think at this present moment we could change it because I think the media helped grow battle rap too. It hurt it, but it helped it. But it has
a gift and a curse, right?
Exactly. But I also look at it like the media that hurt it. I don't think nobody purposely hurt it. I don't think not one blogger was set out to ruin battle rap.
I agree.
Think power came to certain niggas that wasn't used to having it. You feel me? Like, everybody is different personalities, so when you put the power in certain kind of power in certain niggas' hands, everybody's going to act different with it. There's just a lot of niggas that ain't had no power before. They come to a little bit of popularity, people listening to what they saying, and they got a different kind of influence, and they become big-headed, like they above battle rap. I just think bloggers just got to stop talking about the business side of shit. Stop that. You know what I mean? That's the only thing. Let's not shed light on that because that shit fucked up a lot of shit, too. It fucked up the money in battle rap. And fucked it up. Which is why we probably can't get no Summer Madness like cars that we're used to seeing. The money's fucked up. Everybody talk about certain shit and how much niggas getting paid. So now when Smack go to a certain nigga, a nigga be like, shit, I want at least 15. You gave this nigga 20. You feel me?
Like, yeah, but some of the best, like, to be fair though, John, some of the battle rappers do put out there, they getting this and they getting that also though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's where they fuck up at. But that doesn't mean a blogger should pick up on it and talk about it. Let's talk about the battles. What battles you want to see, what battles should have happened. You critique the battle all you want. Yeah, this person wasn't on his A game. It wasn't this, it wasn't that. That's cool. Like, what Champion does, if they don't cover the business side of things. I haven't seen him do it.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
I mean,
I try to stay away from that, too. I get a lot of information, John, from a lot of niggas, but I don't indulge that in my show. I don't even be discussing that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I stay away from certain things.
I think that's the only thing, though. I do like what the media is doing, though, the battle rap media, as far as the coverage, because it's just a whole bunch of people that's just that interested. It gets everybody together that all love battle rap. And we all on the same sites and forums checking out different shit and what's going on. So it's a beautiful thing, but we got to change it, man. We got to, you know what I mean? Everybody, you got to be a certain set of everything. You got to be a certain set of, you know what I'm saying, a certain set of bloggers, certain set of league owners, certain set of, you know what I mean? And it got to be some kind of union. You got to be accepted to be a part of this shit. You know what I mean? Because now we just got a bunch of everybody running around doing anything. You know what I mean? So,
last question there before I wrap it up. Battle rap groupies. Is that such a thing?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Very, very much so. Very much so. Thank you, man.
Like, that's true. Like, females, there's battle rap groupie women out here that's willing to toss niggas whatever they want. Just treat niggas like regular artists.
Yeah, but a lot of, you know, the biggest, I call it female battle rap fans. Well, I can't say all female battle rap fans or groupies. That's not what I'm saying. But I think, like, the biggest, you know, females that's into the battle rappers are the female battle rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Without names. How many battle rap females we smashed? Without no names. No names.
You said what?
Without putting the names out there, how many battle rap chicks you smashed? No names.
None.
We'll move on from there. We will move on.
But the thing is, number two, to answer your question, though, as far as that, the thing is, it's you got to kind of realize it. Like, battle rap became something to where niggas get treated like celebrities. Like, I know how, you know, I get treated when I go places. And in my head, this is me. So if they doing this to me, imagine when, you know, or Arsenal or Charlie Clips or Hitman go places. You know what I'm saying? Like, just imagine then how females are. It's just when everybody else knows you, they could not have an idea who you are, what you do, but they can see everybody
right.
else on you and just be on it. So
how many,
you know what I mean?
How many times,
something like that.
How many times you walk in the mall or go into a store and somebody say, oh, shit, that's you, John?
Every time I go somewhere.
Whether it's male
when
or female.
When I was just on the
right.
phone with you, I was in a gas station. Somebody ran up on me. I go places, anywhere I go, anywhere I go. It's really like, it's no exaggeration. When bowling up.
It's love.
You know what I'm saying? Every time I go bowling, anyway, you just never know. It was a nigga, matter of fact, I just moved in a new complex.
Mm.
I just moved in a new complex. And I went to a barber shop to get a cut. And a nigga walked up to me, was like, yo, I saw you moving, and you moving the next door, or whatever the case is. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, what's up? So I say my name, like, John John or whatever. So when I say my name, it was a chick. She works at this barbershop, I found out later on. She's like, yo, that's John John the Don. So, you know what I mean? So, like, she's really losing her mind. Like, wait, so the nigga that just said something to me, he looking at her like, who is that? She like, yeah, he a battle rapper, and he got his own league. He like, what's a league? Like, he looking all, and this nigga live right next door to me.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right next door to me. I had to get out of there.
That nigga going to be knocking on your door and be like, yo, John, we're watching these battles, my nigga.
That nigga have no idea what was going on. She was going crazy. But, yeah, but that's the thing, too, though. And yeah, when niggas go places, everywhere I go, especially with me and Arsenal or Calico, go somewhere.
Right.
It's
lit.
Anywhere in the city.
It's lit. It's lit.
It's super lit. It's super lit. I did a celebrity basketball game in fucking Milwaukee. Like last month. Last year sometime.
Mm.
Some shit like that. Like, yeah, but yeah, it's the same thing. Like, I don't know if you want to make battle rappers D-list or C-list celebrities, but
still a list.
We on that list.
Still a list. Right.
We on that list for sure.
Yeah. Mm.
John, man.
I appreciate
you,
my brother. For real, my nigga. Taking your time. Fucking me for damn the hour and 30 minutes. We rocking out, man. I appreciate you, brother.
You're ready. Always, man. PSA Radio. Shine Life and No Life. John. Bullpen battle.
You already, John.
Signing out. Yeah.
Easy, my nigga. That's what it is, man. John the Don showing love. Dope interview, man. Hope you niggas fuck with it, man. It's your boy 3 Letter, man. One.